In today's shiur, I'd like to discuss the inyan of gvina and how it relates to chticha rilis kaved. This topic starts off in the Taz, Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Katan Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch had told us that the only time you have chaticha rilis kaved is if the item that's royally skabed is aser migufay, it's itself aser. But an iser balua, something that's actually heter, but has iser mixed into it from the outside, that chaticha, if it's royally skabed, since it's intrinsically a chaticha shel heter, and it's an agent to bring the balua into the arena, bring the iser balua, so therefore we say it's not considered chashuv enough to not be batal, whether it's yavish b'yavish in 1 and 2, or whether it's mim b'sheina minay, or lach b'lach mim b'minay, echad b'shishim. In Simen Pei Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that gvina that was made from milk, meaning that a gvina needs a coagulant, something that's going to make it firm, and then the substance which is made firm, which in cheese's case is milk. What is used as a coagulant? Either it could be milk from the intestines, from the cava, or it can be a strip of skin from the cava itself. And the third case discussed in Pei Zayin, it could also be if the milk is kept in a cava that has been dried out, but still contains some of the enzymes to coagulate the cheese. So Simen Pei Aleph tells us that if you make cheese from milk, and then the animal which provided the milk turns out to be a trepha, meaning that it has a disease or a wound that will not allow it to live for 12 months, that cheese is aser. Why is that cheese aser? Because just as if it would come from a non-kosher species, for instance, it would be cheese made out of pig's milk, it would be aser, because hayotze min hatame tame, if it comes out of a non-kosher species, the milk of a pig is considered non-kosher, or of a horse. So too, once it's deemed to be a trefa, the milk that comes from a trefa is also not kosher. Now we're going to see later that the milk of a tmeya does not really coagulate, and it's not ripe for making cheese. But we will talk about that in a little bit. But if it comes out of a trefa, meaning that you didn't know it was trefa when you milked it, then you made the cheese, and then it was discovered that at the time of the milking, the animal already had contracted the disease that rendered it a trefa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the cheese is now considered trefa. What if it really wasn't made from all trefa milk? You mix the trefa milk with kosher milk and put a rennet, the coagulant, into this mixture. So the Taz here in Kuf Aleph Dalet seems to feel the following, that if there is 60 times the chol of trefa, so the chol of trefa is bottle. But we just mentioned before that with lach balach, you need bitl b'shishim. Why? Because we're scared that if we allow you to mevata lach balach 1 and 2, you're going to take min b'she'ena minay and mevatel at 1 and 2. And since it might be a case where you cooked it up and there's tam of the non-kosher in the kosher, tam ki'ikr, therefore we made a gzeira and we said that lach b'lach requires, even by min b'mina, requires shishim. So therefore it's not batal if there's no shishim. But is it batal, is it, if that you make cheese with that mixture, is that cheese batal b'shishim in other blocks of cheese? In other words, is it called an iser machmas atzmai, and it would be a chticha release kabed as a block of cheeses, or is it not considered a chticha that's oser machmas atzmai? So the Taz says it depends. If the amount of milk that is in the cheese is enough to make a block that is the size of chticha ruilis kabed, whatever that size might be, probably depends on each age, if you'll pardon the pun, each type of aged cheese and the nature of cheese consumers in that day and age, how big the block would have to be. Then, if you have that much milk, it's not going to be bottle that block of cheese in other blocks of kosher cheese. However, if it doesn't have enough milk to create a block that of treif milk to create a block that's ruilis kabed, so that block of cheese will be bottle chad betray in other blocks of cheese, because now we're talking about yavish b'yavish. Din number 3. What about the fact that you're maimed the cheese with cholov treifa? In other words, the cholov treifa is now longer the recipient of the maimid, of the coagulant. It is the coagulant itself. Is the hamada effect called transformative, that now the whole thing is gufa iser? And that's the opinion of the iser v'heter. As opposed to the Taz brings from the Ramon, Taras Chatas, that's considered iser balua, even though it's maimid the rest of the cholov and makes it into cheese, the maimid is still considered a balua in the cheese. And therefore, that block of cheese will be bottled in two other blocks of cheese. What if the mixture was done bidei goy, and we know that the mixture was kosher? However, even though the goy does a kosher mix of milks and mamidim and coagulants, it's still gvinas akum. So is gvinas akum considered gufa eser? So on that, there's a machloikas, the Taz and the Shach. The Taz says that Gvinas Akum is also considered gufa iser. This whole set of dinim that we talked about is if these mixes of the enzyme that's treif and the milk that's kosher happens b'rishus Yisrael, where there's no Gvinas Akum problem. So we consider that the coagulant does not cause a gufa iser, it's just called an iser balua. But if it's done b'rishus akum, and the fact that you made milk into cheese creates gvinas akum, so the whole block is called gvinas akum, and gvinas akum would not be batal b'roiv, a block of gvinas akum cheese, and it will be considered chticha really skabed and afilu be'elof loy bottle. Let's get back to being the Isser Greenus Akum. The Isser Greenus Akum, we say, is by definition, we're only choshish for a little bit of chol of tamei. We're chashinan that the guy took horse's milk and was maimid the kosher milk, because we said treifa milk doesn't make gvina. But the kosher milk can act as an enzyme to coagulate the kosher milk and make it into gvina. So what are we worried about? The enzyme is bottle. But afal pikein, you might find treifa milk bein nikavel. Even though the enzyme is bottle b'shishim, but still, you it doesn't all make one pretty mass block of cheese. Within the holes of the that are existing in the cheese, there's liquid flow, drops of liquid, and that's not bottle. That doesn't become one with the block of cheese, and you're going to end up eating yoytze min ha-treifa, milk that comes out of treifa, I'm sorry, of tmeya, of a non-kosher species, and then you'd be over that iser. And that's what we're worried about. However, if he took the enzyme and was maimed from a treifa, which, by the way, all their animals are not treifas, but they're nevelas, they're not shechted correctly. So they're nevelas, and you use them as a maimid in the cheese, that's for sure going to be batal. Because a maimid from a nevela does not stay bein nikavel. It blends in equal rate in a good ratio with the regular chalav, and it's indiscernible bein kaveh. There's no leftover milk that's flowing between the parts of the block of cheese. And then, says the Taz, that would for sure not be a problem. Says the Shach and the Kuz HaKesev that that's totally wrong. That once it's Gvinas Akum, we don't say that since it's only a maimed, it's going to be bottle in the milk. Since it's Gvinas Akum, that too, even if it's made with chalav tamea or that of treifa or nevela, it's all going to be gvinas akum, and gvinas akum is called noilad be'iser, and therefore that block of cheese will never be batal in other blocks of cheese.